extroverted, but Alma, on the other hand, loved company, music, and parties. Unlike her husband, who preferred classical music, Alma loved traditional American fare, including hillbilly and country western pieces. She also loved the movies, and named her daughter after her favorite movie star, Doris Kenyon. Many years later, Doris Day would buy a house just a few houses down from her namesake. As a young child, Doris was a little high-strung, as well as very creative and imaginative. As a result, she often had nightmares. And as a young girl, she would run to her parents' room for comfort, only to be told by her father to go back to bed and control herself. She would then stand outside their door quietly sniffling until her mother tiptoed out and carried her back to bed. The two would snuggle there together until Doris, feeling safe and secure, would fall back asleep. Given that, it is no surprise that Doris grew up as a classic mama's girl. And while her imagination plagued her in the darkness, it provided her no end of wholesome entertainment during the day. She spent a lot of her free time alone, with her older brother at school and no sisters to play with, so she played with her dolls and played house. The family lived in a red brick duplex at the end of Jonathan and Greenlawn Streets in the German section of Cincinnati, and since they grew up in the area, William and Alma had plenty of friends. In addition to hosting parties, the family often joined others in the local beer garden for music, food, and games. And even as a young child, the people living around Doris sensed that she would one day be famous. Foremost among them was Alma, who supported her daughter's effort and encouraged her to pursue her singing and dancing. Doris would later say, "I always felt that she was vicariously having this thrill through me. My mother was an adorable lady, and I think that she would have liked performing. When I mentioned this to her, she'd say, 'Oh no, I didn't want you to do it for that reason.' And I say, 'Oh, I don't know about that. I think so.' But she never admitted to that." Hoping that her daughter had inherited some of her father's musical talent, Alma arranged for young Doris to take piano lessons. But Doris did not enjoy playing the piano, perhaps because the music reminded her of her distant and absent father. After that failed endeavor, when Doris was old enough to start kindergarten, Alma sent her to Pep Golden's dance school, where Doris worked hard and practiced for her big debut and her first recital. However, things did not go as planned. Only 5 years old, Doris was one of the youngest performers and was terribly nervous before performing. By the time her turn had come to go on stage, she had wet her pants, with a large spot staining the front of her red satin skirt. She bravely went on stage and began to perform her part as the audience tried to keep from laughing. But when she saw her mother, she burst into tears and began to tell her how sorry she was. Doris later recalled with pride that, in spite of her humiliation, she remembered to make a ladylike curtsy before she ran off the stage. Instead of blaming her daughter for lack of self-control, Alma blamed the school for not preparing Doris properly for her role. As a result, she withdrew Doris from Golden's and sent her instead to Schuster Martin School. Now at a new school, Doris thrived, studying ballet, singing, public speaking, and acrobatics. Her hard work paid off when she won first prize in standing on her hands, and the prize, 25 free lessons, enabled her to continue at the school. Accustomed to being alone, Doris spent her time after school doing homework, taking lessons, and entering contests, but her life was turned upside down when she was 8. During a party at her parents' home, she overheard something that she would later realize was her father having an affair with her mother's best friend. Confused and afraid of the ramifications, she kept it secret well into her adulthood, worried that if she told her mother, there would be trouble. As it turned out, there was trouble anyway, because William was eventually caught. Alma was embarrassed, William was fired by the church, and Doris's parents separated shortly after. To make matters worse, he stopped and said goodbye to Paul, but didn't even bother trying to find Doris and say goodbye. Doris witnessed his departure from behind the drapes in the living room. At first, Alma might have hoped that William, being a devout Catholic, would return to the family, but as time went on, it became obvious that this was not going to happen. The couple divorced in 1936, and Alma moved with her children to College Hill, a Cincinnati suburb where she worked at the Evanston Bakery in order to support herself and her children. For his part, William stayed in touch by picking up the children on Wednesday evenings and taking them to his sister's home for dinner. Doris would later compliment her family, saying, "I had a wonderful family, including my aunts and uncles and cousins." When the family moved to College Hill, Alma enrolled Doris at Our Lady of Angels School, and as was common at the time, the school regularly held talent shows. Naturally, Doris entered them all, and during one of the shows, she turned to a woman and commented that the boy who was dancing on stage was cute. That woman, who was the boy's mother, appreciated the young girl's comments and decided to introduce the two. Doris and the boy got along well, so they decided to work up a dance routine to do together, and that is how Jerry Daugherty became Doris Day's first dance partner. Their routine,